This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome to the sixth episode of Mindset Monday. And once again, technically, I am recording on Sunday, so it is still technically Mother's Day, not to put a timestamp on this particular episode, but would like to take this opportunity to give a big shout out to all the mothers out there. Thank you so much for everything that you do and also everything that you put up with. And in particular, I would like to highlight my own mother. Greatly appreciate everything that she has done for me and continues to do for me in my life. And of course, I want to highlight my wife, Kelly. She's a fantastic mother to our daughter, Mackenzie. And Kelly, just thank you so much for everything that you do and all the sacrifices that you make to be such a great wife and mother. So with that, let's go ahead and drop into this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you listened to last week's episode, you know, I talked about viewing challenges in our lives as happening for us, not to us. And I hope that was inspiring and that you were able to take something from that and implement it, you know, over the course of last week. You know, but in that conversation, that mindset primarily has to do with how we respond to challenges that present themselves to us, meaning challenges that are external. So this week, I want to talk about challenging yourself and intentionally putting yourself outside of your comfort zone as a way to strengthen your mindset and develop mental toughness, more confidence, and really just learn about yourself as a person. You know, I think of this as getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And this is something that, you know, I've personally really been trying to implement more in my life and practice on a more regular basis. And once again, I'm going to borrow from our friends, the ancient Stoics. Stoic philosophers had a practice of what they referred to as voluntary discomfort. And this voluntary discomfort could take many different forms. You know, some examples would include, you know, they would sleep on the floor for a night to make themselves more appreciative of the bed that they have to sleep in every other night. One pretty prominent Stoic philosopher was named Cato the Younger, and he was actually a senator in the late Roman Republic, and he practiced voluntary discomfort, probably took it to a level beyond what anyone else did. You know, he would do things like walk around Rome in unusual clothing so that people would laugh at him. He'd walk barefoot and bareheaded in, you know, the heat or in the pouring down rain. You know, he would kind of intentionally do these things to get people to mock him and to laugh at him so that, you know, he could kind of develop thicker skin and not worry so much about other people's perceptions of him. And many other Stoic philosophers would practice things like temporary poverty, you know, not only so that they would be more grateful for what they had, but also to prove to themselves that they could survive without all the luxuries in their lives. I mean, really, the Stoics wanted tranquility of mind. They wanted to be able to stay calm in the face of adversity, you know, and so because of that, they advocated preparing for tough situations in advance when it was still easy to prepare. They advised to toughen up before shit eventually hit the fan. Maybe that's modern day speaking, but you get the point. And I realize some of this probably sounds a bit extreme, and I probably agree with that. But there are some less extreme and more modern day approaches to this as well. I mean, you could practice voluntary discomfort in many different ways. For example, you could underdress for cold weather. You could take the bus or walk for a day or two instead of driving your car. Go for a run in the rain. Take a cold shower instead of a hot shower. And take a quick listen to episode 3 of Mindset Monday for more info on the benefits of cold showers. If you've listened to that, you know I'm a big fan. And just in general, if you've listened to my podcast for long, you probably realize I'm also a huge fan of Tim Ferriss. And you know, he talks a lot about this himself. He suggests a couple of ways in which you could embrace voluntary discomfort. You know, one of the things that he suggests is asking for a 10% discount off of everything that you purchase over the course of a week. So, you know, you go to buy a coffee, ask for 10% off. If you're clothes shopping, ask for 10% off. The point's not actually to get the discount. The point is to practice getting uncomfortable, because asking for money off is something that most people are not fond of doing. But if you try this, I think you'll be surprised at how often you actually do get the discount. I'll do this from time to time. My wife hates it, but I've learned to kind of make a game out of it. It's definitely saved me a few bucks here and there, but you know, more than anything, it's just helped me get more comfortable in, you know, what could be kind of an awkward or uncomfortable situation. Tim also proposes laying down on the floor or the sidewalk in a public place on your back for at least 30 seconds. And if someone comes up and asks if you're okay, say something like, "Yep, I'm fine. Just enjoying the view." And after the 30 seconds has passed, get up and go about your business like nothing happened. And there's, you know, many other examples, many ways that you could, you know, try to implement this concept of voluntary discomfort in your own life. But the idea is this: get yourself more uncomfortable than you usually be. Why? It'll make you stronger. And don't just think about these things, live them and do it while things are good. As Seneca, an ancient Stoic philosopher, said, "It is precisely in times of immunity from care that the soul should toughen itself beforehand for occasions of greater stress. If you would not have a man flinch when the crisis comes, train him before it comes." And I love that quote, "train before the crisis comes." So that's what this is all about, is developing a stronger mindset, building more mental toughness, even making yourself more tough physically. But that way, when the very challenging external circumstances start happening in your life, you're better prepared to not only just survive them, but to actually conquer them. So here's an example of something I'm currently doing to challenge myself and take me way outside of my comfort zone. I'm taking on what's called the 75 Hard Challenge. So this is a challenge or a program, whatever you want to call it, developed by Andy Frasilla. Andy's the founder of First Form Fitness Brand. He's also the host of the MF CEO Project. He's written books. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with Andy Frasilla. So the 75 Hard Challenge is something he developed to take himself out of his comfort zone and challenge his body, but also his mind. So here's a quick breakdown of the challenge. It is a 75-day challenge, and yes, it's very hard. But for 75 days straight, you have to do the following things each and every day. Exercise twice each day for 45 minutes. And it doesn't matter what the exercise is, but one of these two sessions a day must be outdoors, regardless of the weather, right? Rain or shine. You have to drink a gallon of water per day. You got to pick a diet or an eating plan and stick to that plan. Right? I mean, you don't necessarily have to count calories. You don't have to do keto or it's just pick a diet plan or an eating plan and stick to it. No cheat days. And here's the kicker: also, no alcohol. All right. The other thing is read a minimum of 10 pages every day of a growth mindset or self-help book. No fiction or guilty pleasure reads. You know, stick to real life material that's going to help you work on developing a stronger and more positive mindset. And then the last thing is just simply to take a progress picture each day. And again, this is more just for a mental challenge, this part of it. It's not so much to, you know, show off your progress picture every single day. But, you know, if you stick with this program for the full 75 days, no doubt you will see, you know, some nice physical changes. And it'd be very cool to look at the very first picture compared to that picture you take on the 75th day. And that's kind of the point of this whole challenge. I mean, individually, each of these things may not be that difficult to do for a 75-day stretch. I mean, for me, some of them would be harder than others, and that's going to be different depending on the person. But doing each of these things every single day for 75 days, rain or shine, no matter how you're feeling or what you're juggling in your schedule, that's a challenge. So why am I doing it? Well, I mean, partially I'm doing it to get better regimented with my training and get myself in better shape. I mean, I've been really focused on, you know, taking care of myself and getting in better shape for years now, but, you know, my training's been kind of spotty. I mean, definitely taking rest days here and there throughout the week. You know, that was pretty typical for me. And I'm looking at this challenge as a way that I can get myself in better shape and see some physical results. But more than anything, I'm doing it to strengthen my mindset and to develop stronger mental toughness. And as of the recording of this, I'm 30 days into the 75 days. And overall, so far, it's been great. I mean, I'm definitely starting to see some physical benefits. I'm probably in the best shape I've been in since college. But more than anything, my mind is sharp. I feel dialed in. I'm locked in on my goals. I'm showing up each day ready to conquer it. But it's definitely been a challenge, and I'm not even halfway done yet, right? I mean, there have been plenty of days or parts of days where the last thing I felt like doing was another workout, or when I'm so tired at night, I can barely keep my eyes open as I'm, you know, trying to finish my reading for the day. But that's the whole point. It's to push through and do it anyway. When you don't feel like doing, you do it. And here's what I'm learning from it so far. Number one, I'm learning not to negotiate with myself. I've set a goal and I'm damn well going to achieve it. And that's helping me build confidence. I'm proving to myself that if I set my mind to it, my body will follow. I'm also learning that I don't give a shit what other people think. Most people that I've shared this with look at me like I'm delusional or diabolical or something like that. It bothered me a bit at first. Maybe it still does some, but it matters less and less because they're not me. And I have my own reasons for doing this, and not worrying what others think ties right back into confidence. And finally, I'm learning a whole other side of myself. I'm discovering this deeper layer that I can tap into and push myself to get it done, even when my body and mind are telling me that I could just stop or take a break. And again, I'm not even halfway done with this 75 hard challenge. I've got a long way to go, and I know there are going to be harder days ahead of me than what I've had so far. But with the momentum I'm gaining, there's no way those harder days are going to be harder than I am. And when I do start to doubt myself or think about quitting, I think about how damn good I'm going to feel on the night of the 75th day when I've completed this thing. And I think about how pissed I'd be at myself in the morning if I gave in to the temptation to quit. And, you know, let me be clear. I'm not suggesting that everyone listening go out and start the 75 hard challenge tomorrow. For some of you, it might be the perfect challenge for where you are in your life right now. But for many people, it's probably not. I mean, the point of all this is to find ways in which you can intentionally take yourself out of your comfort zone, act on those things and learn from them. Let them teach you and mold your mind so that it becomes harder and harder for you to back down to any other challenges that life throws at you, or that you throw it yourself. The snowball effect happens here too. You start to build momentum, develop more confidence, more mental toughness, and the implications will very quickly become evident in pretty much every aspect of your life. So with that, quit listening to me ramble on. Go out and find a way to get uncomfortable today. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with what it teaches you about yourself. And I hope everyone has an awesome week, and go drop in. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@pathtofreedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.